Well, crops like apples, corn, soybeans, and Christmas trees are all sprayed with a chemical that's potentially harmful to children and farm workers. Now the federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide whether or not the Environmental Protection Agency has to ban it. From member station KUOW, Eilish O'Neill has our story.
Eric Perez and his wife Mari live with their five children in the Wenatchee Valley in central Washington state. Their house is just feet from an orchard. A couple years ago, the kids were having an Easter egg hunt in the yard when they smelled something unusual.
Plasticky and rotten eggs, kind of.
Perez says they realized the orchard must have been sprayed while the family was away for their Easter lunch.
Afterwards, we all started getting sick. I think we all went to the doctor.
What sorts of symptoms did you have?
Throwing up, diarrhea, scratchy throat, hard to breathe, you know, stomach aches.
Washington's Department of Agriculture investigated and found that a pesticide, one called chlorpyrifos, had drifted onto the Perez property from the neighboring orchard. Richard Fenske is a professor at the University of Washington who studied chlorpyrifos.
In pesticide drift situations, some common symptoms are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, muscle weakness, muscle twitching, coughing, wheezing.
Those are the immediate symptoms. For babies and children, the pesticide can be even more dangerous.
There are developmental effects in children and in the fetus during pregnancy. We may see slower learning, not making progress in school as quickly as other students.
The EPA decided to phase chlorpyrifos out of household use back in 2000, but it's still allowed in agriculture. EPA scientists later recommended a total ban. But in March 2017, President Donald Trump's new EPA administrator at the time, Scott Pruitt, decided against that. He's now gone, and the chemical is still allowed. A group of environmental and farm workers organizations who want a total ban have sued the EPA. Sean Gilbert's a fifth-generation farmer in Yakima, Washington. He grows apples and other tree fruit. Workers sort thousands of apples on endless conveyor belts in his packing plant. Gilbert says he sometimes uses chlorpyrifos in his orchards.
It will primarily go after a pest called scale. Scale irritates the skin of the apple and creates bright red spots on it. It would look like it had the measles.
Scale in particular, if left unchecked, can kill your tree. So it is something that growers have to take very seriously.
Betsy Beers is an entomologist at Washington State University who studies pest management. Not just apple growers use chlorpyrifos. Christmas tree farmers also depend on the chemical. They use it to kill aphids, which can leave trees black, gnarled, and pretty much unsellable. Beers says there are alternatives to chlorpyrifos, but they're more expensive.
We can't count on there being an effective replacement coming anytime soon.
It's unclear how much chlorpyrifos residue remains on fruit and Christmas trees when they reach consumers. One study found chlorpyrifos derivatives in the urine of kids who eat produce that isn't labeled organic, but there's no evidence linking that level of exposure to actual harm. In the Wenatchee Valley, Eric Perez got tired of the pesticide blowing over onto his house.
I saw my kids go to the doctor so many times, and I failed them as a parent.
He wishes he had said or done more, sooner, to keep the chemical away from his family. A year and a half ago, he bought the orchard. Now, it's farmed organically. The Ninth Circuit Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in the case against the EPA next month. For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill.
This is Here and Now.